The sale of Burlington Telecom was again on the Burlington City Council agenda Monday night as the panel works to finalize the sale of the cable and broadband utility. The City Council started and ended its meeting in executive session to discuss the purchase and sales agreement with Schurz Communications to obtain Burlington Telecom. Because the purchase agreement is being reviewed by lawyers, the public deliberative agenda could only include discussion of the company's letter of intent, or LOI, according to Ward 4 Republican Councilor Kurt Wright.
The LOI is already crafted. That's basically done. Whoever won the bid, we would have had to spend significant time throughout the month of December with attorneys on both sides working on the final purchase and sales agreement. Because really, the LOI, we had already seen the LOI from Schurz weeks earlier. And that's what they worked from on the night that we passed it, except they added some elements from the ZRF LOI, which actually strengthened it. So this was not what's being characterized the way it's being characterized.
Wright notes that owner Todd Schurz appeared before the council to answer questions and clarify points of the proposed contract.
We knew the main elements of the LOI and the basic thrust of their proposal, and the biggest parts of it are that the valuation was nearly $31 million. Which meant that we would have no legal hurdles with Citibank. It's the most capitalized company of the group. That's not part of the LOI, but I'm just, you know, what the good parts of this are. Family-owned business, have freeze on broadband price increases for 60 months, 5 years. They have a lot of community investment now. Some of that's going to be done with the help of the ZRF investment. A lot of good parts of this proposal. That's why we were able to get to a final vote across party lines.
Among the questions North District Independent Councillor David Hartnett wanted answered was how the company plans to execute the contract once the sale is finalized.
Like this partnership, we kind of want to know exactly what that partnership is going to look like and what does it entail and what will be FASCO's role, which is ERF, what is their role going to be in the partnership? So that was a question that a lot of councillors had last night. And then there was talk about how we would operate the first right of refusal in the proposal. You know, we couldn't get into a lot publicly.
The deliberations over the sale of Burlington Telecom have been contentious. 2 weeks earlier, Hartnett had a charged exchange with fellow councillor Joan Shannon as she posed questions to the head of ZRF during a council meeting on November 27th.
But you have had meetings and discussions about not to change, to alter the bid in some way? There was no discussion
point of order.
About the bid.
They've had discussions about the sale.
No,
Councillor
my
Shannon.
Bid was, no, let me
so,
answer. My
so,
bid was...
Okay.
She is out of control.
No,
you're out of control, Councillor Shannon, and you're going down the wrong path.
At the latest meeting, Councillor Hartnett apologized for his outburst.
I felt like that had to happen for us to move forward. You know, I crossed the line. There's a code of conduct that a councillor should heed to. And I, you know, is disrespectful. And, you know, I crossed the line. And you have to step up to the plate and just apologize. My actions are a reflection on the council. So I apologize to the entire council as well.
A final copy of the agreement to purchase Burlington Telecom is expected to be released by December 15th. The City Council meets again on December 18th. A special council meeting could be scheduled on December 27th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.